Hello, Doug. I'm back in your house in Garbaldersham. This is Doug Atkins. I'm interviewing him for the second time on the 5th of April 2012. And I'm Sarah Day, and a volunteer for the Little Ouse Headwaters Project. Doug, I've just got three areas I wanted to ask you further questions on. Broomscot Common. What did it look like in the days when you used to play football?
Good afternoon, Sarah. Nice to see you again. Yes, in the days I played football would be around the late 50s, early 60s. It was reasonably open, and we were able to set up goalposts at the southern end of the common, pretty well the southern end, but it was pretty rough.
With rabbit holes and moles.
Rabbit holes and moles, mainly,
When did the gorse begin to appear in fairly large areas?
I would have said at the time, late 50s, I don't remember a great deal of gorse on the area. There could have been some low-lying heather, maybe. There may have been small patches of gorse, but I don't remember a great deal.
When did the rabbits become very numerous?
Rabbits at the time of the late 50s, 60s, when I was playing football on there, were not as numerous as they are now. I don't remember them being as numerous. I mean, there were a few holes about we had to fill in, but it was more molehill problems then. So I would have said rabbits has increased a lot in the last sort of 30, 40 years.
Do you think that's because we might have eaten them and snared them or shot them?
There was probably more shooting in those days, but I think there probably was just less rabbits on the common.
They hadn't got the myxomatosis then, had they?
Yes, I believe they... Yeah, I think we did have myxomatosis in the 60s. So that did have a more severe effect than it does now. Mm. It would sort of wipe them out, and then just a few would survive and suddenly increase again.
Yeah. When did the ragwort become so dense?
I don't remember a lot of ragwort on the common back in the 50s, 60s. So, and then after I stopped playing football, I was working away a lot, so didn't really take too much notice of the common, sort of, shall we say, 70s, 80s. I would say it's increased since then, but back in the 60s I don't remember a lot of ragwort. We certainly didn't have to clear it away off the pitch that I remember.
No. So you perhaps wouldn't know about any control that was used to reduce it?
No, I can't remember any control that's happened. I mean, it was let out, after we were playing football, it was let out as grazing and so on, and I think there was... People used to sometimes have sheep on there, and I think the odd cow used to be on there. But I don't remember any control as such now.
Can you remember any wild flowers on the heath?
Simple answer is no. I had many other interests at that time, but wildflowers wasn't one of them, I'm afraid.
And then, were there any wild flowers that you remember noticing on the meadow?
No, I'm afraid not. No,
or the fen bottom?
No, at that time I very rarely used to go on to the common because I was working full time and life was pretty busy with young children and so on.
Mm. How has the site changed? That's still Broomscot Common.
Well, I suppose the biggest change is the increase in gorse and the increase in rabbits and the ditch area hadn't been cleaned for many, many years until LOHP took it over. So it had generally just got run down as a wildflower area, a wildlife area.
And can you remember any reptiles on the common, such as adders, slowworms, grass snakes or lizards?
No, I can't. I don't remember anything like that at all, no.
And do you remember any breeding birds on the common?
I'm afraid I can't help you there either, no. Sorry.
And do you remember any... You've talked about some stock. after the football moved off that bit of common, when it was sort of let out to a livestock farmer, a few sheep or a cow. So do you remember anything more about livestock and grazing?
No, other than, you know, there was occasionally sheep and cattle on there.
So that would be 70s and 80s, would it?
Yes, you know? That's right. Yeah. But going back to the birds, I remember on our land here, which is only a couple of hundred yards away, we had skylarks on the field that we purchased next to us, between us and the mill. We had skylarks on there, and I suspect there must have been skylarks on the common at that time. But we haven't. I haven't noticed skylarks for some time.
No, but nothing like lapwing.
No, I don't remember.
No,
don't remember anything like that. No.
Fine. So the final question on Broomscote Common: can you remember the ditch being dug out and why?
I can't remember the ditch ever being dug out. I mean, it may have been, but at that time I wasn't taking too much notice. But it certainly hasn't been dug out for many years since before LOHP took over. So, I mean, it must be going back 20, 25 years since anything was done with it, I suspect.
Thank you. The next set of questions is on Garblesham Old Fen. Can you remember it before the trees grew over it?
Other than it was reeds, and the reeds used to be cut regularly, because as a member of the Charities Commission, which, I mean, I've only been a member of Charities Commission for 5 or 6 years or whatever it is, but prior to that I remember the reeds being cut, and as far as I know they were used for thatching. Mm.
Just locally, not sold, presumably. Used on thatches in...
No, I think a contractor came in, but where he used them, I don't know. But a contractor came in and actually cut them. Yeah.
So it wasn't individual houses. It wasn't divided up with people cutting for their own roof or anything.
No. It was a contractor that came in and cut whatever he needed each year. Yeah.
And do you remember how it was managed, if it was grazed? You talked about it being cut, or whether it was mown, and I suppose that's the reeds being taken off, or a combination of those.
I don't remember it ever being mown. I'd have thought it was too wet for that, and cut in any way, and I don't remember it being grazed at all.
No. Was it ever burned?
I think it may have been, yes. I'm not sure. I suspect it probably was burnt at some time, yeah.
There might be some records maybe in that charity file.
Yeah, I think somebody like Mary Feeks might be able to tell you more about, who's she's our secretary of the Charities Commission, but she's also chairman of the parish council. So she would probably have a lot more memory than that than I would.
Excellent, thank you. Can you remember whether it is wetter or drier than it is now?
Oh, good one. I wouldn't like to say. I wouldn't have thought it had changed much. In my living memory, I wouldn't have thought it was changed. No.
Fine. Can you remember any drainage work being done on the fen? And if so, what it would have been?
No, I don't remember anything like that.
And wildflowers, do you remember any growing there?
No, I'm afraid not. Again, it wasn't a place that we ventured into, even as children, because it was not terribly accessible. No. It was either wet or reedy. It wasn't a place that kids went into, really. No. Yeah.
Would you have any memory of breeding birds or wildlife?
No, I'm afraid not. No.
Fine. That's the end of that section. And then more generally, around the village, there's just three questions. Can you remember how much acid grassland and meadow there was in the village around it?
I can't help you there, I'm afraid.
No.
I wouldn't like to. You probably need to speak to some farmers locally.
Yes. I am like going back to see Brian Lambert, and he might be better on that, mightn't he? The second question is, what changes in habitats can you remember, other than the river, which you have commented on? Can you... And Brian's mentioned some of the heathland being ploughed up, and so did Alec Bull, who was a cowman in the 50s.
Well, the area that always used to be called the Heath, which is that sort of area about a mile towards Thetford, outside the village, half a mile outside the village, I mean, that was a proper heath. And on the left-hand side now, of course, it's grazed with sheep, and the right-hand side, it's all ploughed up with arable. But on the right-hand side, that used to just be heathland, and it was an old shooting range. It was a firing range during the war. So that has been... I just want to remember when that was ploughed up. I don't know, probably 20, 30, 40 years ago, probably, when they started ploughing it.
Alec Bull was telling me about 1952, he thought.
Was it? Yeah,
could be. That was when he was a cowman up on the Ling.
What, when it was ploughed at that time, was it?
Yeah, he said it was ploughed then.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does remember some nightjars late at night.
Ah, right, yes.
I think three males he heard.
We had nightingales in the wood opposite us, which used to be a wood. It's not now. It got pulled out some years ago. But we, back in the, where would I be now, 70s, we would always hear nightingales just across the road.
Lovely.
But they've all gone.
Ah, dear. Sad, isn't it? Mm. The last question, any notable wildlife that you can remember?
Notable wildlife. Well, of course, I think I mentioned before, in the river here, we had quite a good fish stock, which is, you know, not here anymore. But I'd already talked about that. But in other parts of the village, I think probably the biggest change in wildlife is the increase in deer. We see muntjac deer coming through the property virtually every day, and occasionally a roe deer as well. So that's been a big change. And the rabbit population has increased, definitely. But other areas of the village I can't really comment on.
Right, thank you very much. That was very kind of you to answer those extra questions.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure.